It's a real a great pleasure to have this opportunity to share with you a vision.
虽然很高兴今天早晨来这里跟你们分享一个意象。
It's not my vision, it's the Lord's vision.
不是我个人的意象，乃是主他的意象。
And our little assembly is called Morning Star Testimony.
我们的教会叫做晨星的见证。
We took that name about 23 years ago.
对，我们成立是在23年以前左右。
As a desire for the Lord to have a testimony in these last days.
我们的盼望是神在末世能够得着一个真实的见证。
So I would like to share with you just an introduction as to who Jesus is as the bright and morning star.
所以一开始我想先跟各位解释主耶稣为什么是那个明亮的晨星。
In order to understand the Old Testament background to this picture of Jesus as the morning star,
并且在旧约界的圣经我们一起来查考怎么样讲到主耶稣是那个明亮的晨星。
I would need a whole separate session for that.
事实上，若是要仔细研讨的话，我还要另外一堂的聚会时间才够。
And then bring you into the New Testament to see the framework of Jesus as the morning star.
当我们查考完旧约之后，我们才能够进入新约来看为什么耶稣是那个明亮的晨星。
Also, you would need to see that before the morning star can appear in our hearts.
然后我们也会看到说怎么样。 要让那个晨星能够在我们心里出现之前,
it's going to require the Lord's final visitation.
需要先有主来到我们当中，他最后一次的降临。
That's mentioned in 1 Peter 2:12.
在彼得前书2章12节里告诉我们的。
And so we don't have the time to develop this.
但是我们没有那么多的时间来这样查考。
So I am going to trust the Lord to put this all into one package for you.
所以我只能依靠主，希望借着一堂的信息，能够给你们稍微能够研讨一下。
I may just refer to verses and not have time to look at them all.
我也许会提到一些经节，但是可能没有时间我们仔细去读。
And it is my preference to go through each verse and then allow the God's word to build a framework for you to have vision.
我自己喜欢的是我们一节节仔细的研读，然后有一个架构，让我们明白主的话到底是怎么样引进他的意象的。
So I'm just going to try to capture the core of the message of Jesus as the bright and morning star.
所以我只能就着重点来指出为什么主耶稣是那个明亮的晨星。
Understanding that the realization of this vision is going to come as a result of a corporate end time visitation of God.
我们要明白这个晨星怎么样最后实现在我们当中，乃是在乎神最后一次他那个团体的显现的出现。
China began to experience something of that visitation beginning in 1949.
从1949年开始，中国就开始经历主耶稣这样不断的莅临。
There will be something similar to that that will spread across the earth and touch the entire church.
对，我讲的那个情形就有点像在中国神目前所做的，但是乃是散布在全世界每一个角落。
All those who are not Laodicean in character will begin to awaken to this coming reality.
盼望我们本来不明白的，今天我们可以稍微明白一下。然后，there
will be a testimony of Jesus Christ in His people in fullness at the end.
到最后呢，我们耶稣基督他的见证会达到丰满。But
it will only be in an overcoming remnant.
但是呢，这是在一个得胜的境界。And
so all fire and testing and reduction in our lives,
我们的生命都要经过所有的火炼和试验。Is
to reduce us to the foundation of Jesus Christ.
目的是叫我们能够自己减少，以至于有真实主耶稣基督根基的生命出现。
So that God may begin to build into our character gold, silver, and precious stones.
借着这些患难和试炼呢，神在我们的生命性情中能够开始有金银宝石的建造。
We have no idea how much wood, hay, and stubble that we are clinging to.
很多时候我们一点都不晓得我们生命中有多少的草木禾秸。
Only when God, who is an all-consuming fire, begins to touch our lives.
唯有因为我们的神，他是那个烈火的性情，渐渐在我们的一生中试炼我们，炼净我们。
Do we begin to feel the pain of separation between the gold, silver, precious stones and the wood, hay, and stubble?
我们才会看到渐渐感受到那个金银草草金银宝石跟草木禾秸这两个不同性质的建造的分开。
You who are students of the Bible, I would like to ask you a question.
如果你是圣经学的学生的话，我要问你一个问题。
Paul talks about building on the foundation of Jesus Christ, gold, silver, and precious stones.
保罗说到我们要建造在耶稣基督的根基上，就是金银宝石的建造。
Only that will pass through the fire and survive.
因为唯有这样的工程能够经过火的烧试炼而能够存下来。
When you come to the New Jerusalem, the heavenly city,
当你来到那个天上的新耶路撒冷城的时候，
you don't find any silver.
你是看不到那个银出现的。
So silver speaks of redemption.
因为银讲到的意思是救赎。
Why do we only see precious stones and gold in the heavenly city and no silver?
那就是为什么我们看那个属天的新耶路撒冷城的时候，你只看到金跟宝石，你可看不到银的出现。
Because when God's redemptive purpose has been realized through Jesus Christ,
因为借着主耶稣基督神救赎的工作已经完成了。
And redemption comes to fullness.Completeness and finality.
救赎的工程已经达到完满的地步了。
All that remains is gold and precious stones.
剩下你看见的就是金跟宝石了。
The divine nature fully formed in a people.
神完美的神性成型在他的百姓里面。
Character that is glorified through union with Jesus Christ.
所有的性格通通用来荣耀主耶稣他的性情。
And the light and character of God shining through that character.
神的光和神的性格都借着我们个人来彰显出来。
Through a people who had become a partaker of the divine nature.
借着我们这些与神的神圣性情有份的人彰显出来。
And as we approach the end of this age.
当我们越来越进入末后的时代。
We who have become partakers of the divine nature.
你我都成为与神性情有份的人。
Progressively.Coming into conformity with Jesus and His death.
渐渐的，我们在耶稣基督的死和他的形象上相似。
Then correspondingly come into conformity with Jesus and His resurrection.
And 同时呢，我们也在他的复活的形状上与他联合。
It's in union with Jesus Christ in His resurrection.
就是在主的复活上与他联合，与他相似。
That we become a partaker of the divine nature.
这就是为什么我们说我们与神的性情有份。
The closing testimony of this dispensation.
这个世代它结束的见证。
To a surviving remnant will be Jesus Christ manifesting Himself in a people as with the bright and morning star.
就着我们的小群的渔民而言呢，就是当主耶稣基督他出现像晨星一样。
Second Peter 1 verse 19, Jesus is referred to as the bright and morning star.
在彼得后书里讲到，主耶稣就好像那个明亮的晨星。
He is referred to in that character as one who is to arise in the hearts of his people.
用这个比喻的意思呢，就讲到他就好像那个明亮晨星，要在他百姓的心中升起出现。
That means hearts need to be prepared for such a one to arise.
所以呢，我们的心就要预备好，让这样的晨星能够出现。
Hearts that are not prepared for this rising of Christ in this way.
若是我们的心没有预备好这个晨星的出现。
Are going to meet a consuming fire.
那我们要遇见的乃是他的试炼的烈火。
That is played out or spelled out in Revelation 2 and 3.
这是在启示录说二章三章所说的。
In Revelation chapter 1, we have the title of the entire book, The Revelation of Jesus Christ.
启示录一开始就是这本书的书名，就是说这是耶稣基督的启示。
And the book of Revelation begins by the presentation of the three members of the Godhead.
而这一开始就让我们看到三而一神那个元首的启示。
God the Father introduces himself as the one who is and was and is to come.
父神先提到自己，我就是那个昔在、今在、永在的神。
That's in Revelation 1 verse 4.
这是在启示录一章第四节末了地方所说的。
This particular statement or phrase is describing the God of Exodus 3 and verse 14.
这个所谓的昔在、今在、以后永在的形容词，就是在旧约埃及出埃及记时候就所使用的，讲到神的时候一个情况。
This is the Greek paraphrase of I am that I am.
就的希腊文来说，这个昔在、今在、以后永在呢，就跟我是、我就是是一样的意思。
And when you look at that name, this is the unchangeable one, the one who is from everlasting to everlasting, the covenant-making and the covenant-faithful God.
这个实在今后以后永在的呢，是讲到说那个永远不改变守约施慈爱的他的那个神的性情。
And so this name occurs several thousand times in the Old Testament.
在整个旧约里面，这个形容词出现了上千次。
Yahweh, I am, is the name of God.
或者这个字叫Yahweh，原文叫做Yahweh，它的意思也是一个神的名字，就是我是，我就是。
He has only one name, and his name is Yahweh.
神只有一个伟大的名字，就是Yahweh。
He has many titles.
他有很多头衔。Yahweh
Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts.
他说我是万军之耶和华。
The Lord is our shepherd.
或者耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord our righteousness.
耶和华是我的公义。
The Lord our holiness or sanctification.
是我的圣洁以及成圣。
Yahweh Yoroi, the one who sees and provides.
凡是丰富预备的神。
The Lord is my shepherd, the one who cares, guides, and watches over me.
神他是我的牧者，他照顾我，他看顾我。
But his name is Yahweh, I am that I am.
但是他的本名是我是我就是。
I am the same, yesterday, today, and forever.
我是永远不改变的，不管是昔日、今天以及永远。
And in verse 16 of Exodus 3.
在使徒行传。
In Exodus 3 and verse 16.
出埃及记第六章。
3章16节。 God is now saying to Moses,
神在那里对摩西说,
I have come to visit my people.
我来眷顾我的百姓。
And this visitation is a deliverance and redemption from Egypt.
而这个他降临的目的是要来解救释放他的百姓。
God historically intervenes and delivers his people from the God of this world.
就是神进入历史的时间里面来带他的百姓脱离埃及人的手。
And so God the Father is speaking to the persecuted churches in Revelation chapter 1.
同样在启示录第一章的时候，神对着众教会说这样的话。
Do not be concerned about what is happening to you in the midst of this persecution.
在这一切患难试炼里面，你们所遭遇的，你们先不用担心。
I am your Father, and I am that I am.
因为我是你们的父，我是那位我是我就是。
And to the seven spirits who are before the throne.
对着他宝座前的七灵。
If we had time to look at this, this would look at, there would be two parallel paths to explain this statement.
如果我们有机会研讨的话，你看到另外一处圣经是与这个是平行的。But
the Holy Spirit is present in us to bring God's purpose and to perfection.
今天与我们同在的圣灵是要在我们身上工作，一直到达到完全的地步。And
in Isaiah 11 verse 1 and following, we have in the Greek translation of the Hebrew, we have the sevenfold character of Jesus Christ.
在以赛亚书第十一章的地方也讲到主耶稣他的七种性情的特点。
And the Holy Spirit is the custodian of these divine perfections in Christ.
那圣灵所要做的事情就是要把主耶稣的性情达到完满。
And then in Zechariah chapter 3 and 4, we have the same seven and Holy Spirit linked.
在撒加利亚书里面你也看到圣灵做这样特别的工作。
And that is related to the completion of the testimony.
但整个目的就是要让见证达到完满。
And all of this, this fullness of the Holy Spirit in His divine perfections.
这圣灵达到丰满的工作以及他完成的情形。
Is to express Father God's heart and will.
是为了要来彰显在父神心中他的心意跟旨意。
To bring everything into union with Him and His throne.
就是将一切都在他里面达到合一，到他宝座面前。
So that history can move forward unto consummation.
所以呢，历史呢可以一直往前，一直到整个世代的结束。
And then we have a reference to Jesus, who is the faithful and true witness.
那我们还有看到关于主耶稣，他是那个诚信真实者的那个启示。
The firstborn from the dead.
他是那个从死里首先复生的。
Ruler of the kings of the earth.
他是这个世上所有万王君王的统治者的统治者。
The verses that I just referred to would take several sessions to develop.
我刚才简单的讲到几个经节呢，可能要花好几堂的时间才能仔细研讨的详尽。
Jesus is the faithful and true witness means he as man has completed the testimony of God.
我们讲到说主耶稣他是那个诚信真实的见证者，因为他是唯一站在人性里将神清楚见证出来的。
And so Jesus is in his people to bring that testimony to completion.
现在主耶稣也要在他的儿女当中让这个见证达到丰满。
Revelation chapter 1, there are over 30 references or allusions to the Old Testament.
在启示录第一章的里面就有许多处呢是可以在旧约里查到互相呼应的经节。
It begins with God the Father as the one who is the I am, who is coming to visit his people.
从一开始讲到父神他的性情就是那位昔在今在以后永在的神。
It concludes when Jesus lays his hand on John and raises him up and says,Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
然后呢当约翰因为看到异象而昏死过去的时候主耶稣为他按手叫他起来说不要惧怕我是那个首先的我又是末后的。
And that refers us back to Isaiah 41 verse 4.
这就好像在以赛亚书41章4节所说的。
Where God is the I am is with the first generation and the last generation.
在那个经节的里面神说我是我就是而且我是与那第一个世代也是与那最末世代同在的。
And the first generation was God intervening to deliver his people from Egypt.
谁是这第一个世代呢就是当主耶神伸手将百姓从以色列救出来伸手将以色列从埃及救出来的那个世代。
And then God is also with the last generation.
但是神也与最后一个世代同在。
To bring the church to completion and to be raptured out of this world.
让整个教会能够完成，然后被提上升。
He is the God of Isaiah.
他是那位以赛亚的神。
And just before John goes down before the Lord Jesus Christ.
就在约翰扑倒在主脚前之前。
He sees Jesus' face shining with the brightness of the sun.
他看见这位人子。这个脸上放光。
This is Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration when he was transformed before the disciples.
就好像主耶稣在地上的时候，在那个变相山上，他的脸目改变，如日光射烈出来。
This is Jesus manifesting himself as the bright and morning star.
那个在那个经历里面，主耶稣就向我们彰显说，他就是那个明亮的晨星。
So what I just shared with you was just an encapsulated presentation.
所以我刚才跟你们分享的是一个非常浓缩的一个这个经节的内容。
Had it been my preference, I would have taken at least 4 sessions to walk you through the scriptures to support all this so you could see from the Bible exactly what I'm saying.
就我个人来说我当然希望能够有起码4堂的时间带你们仔细查考所以你们能够真正的明白我的意思是什么。
And so we have a visitation that will result in Jesus being manifested as the morning star.
简言之我们又有神他的降临在这个降临的结果呢就是让主耶稣好像那个明亮的晨星被显现出来。
So we'll begin in 2 Peter chapter 1 and we will just notice the context of this vision or revelation.
所以我们一起看来看彼后彼得后书 which chapter?
2 Peter chapter 1
第一章彼后第一章
I would like to read the entire chapter and comment on each verse, but we would be here probably till at least this evening.
如果我们把整章仔细研读的话，我们恐怕到晚餐的时间才会结束我们的聚会。
But Peter introduces himself in verse 2 by saying, Grace, actually in the Greek, may grace and peace be multiplied to you.
在第二节，彼得一开始讲到说，愿恩惠平安。他是讲到说愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
May this grace be multiplied you in the full knowledge of God, even Jesus our Lord.
这里为什么会多多加给我们呢乃是因着你们认识神和我们主耶稣。
The word knowledge is full knowledge, verse 3.
在这里所谓的认识乃是那个完整的认识。
In verse 8, it's translated as true knowledge.
到第八节的时候讲到真认识。
And again, it is mentioned in one more place. Anybody see it there?
还有一处也讲到这个认识，谁看到吗？
True knowledge, Can't see it because my eyes are. I have a vitreous floater problem, and I don't know.
How about verse 5?
Is it verse 5?
No. 5 at the end.
That's true. Thank you. Okay, so that's good. We have it in 3, verse 3, verse 5, and
verse 8.
The word is epinosis, knowledge. Epinosis is the Greek word. And so we can have knowledge of the Lord. And
the
epinosis knowledge is a full knowledge of the Lord. Gnosis, or basic knowledge of the Lord, is knowledge about the Lord. As we gain knowledge of the Lord, we are left with a choice of what to do with that knowledge. As we begin to walk in obedience and submission to the Lord, we begin to grow in the true knowledge of the Lord. So this knowledge is dependent upon how much of the truth that we are walking in. Full knowledge means we're brought into participation with the Lord.
And
so Peter is very concerned that God's people move forward and are growing up into Him with reference to all things. And so he says in verse 3, seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
在这里第三节讲到说神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主
And the word has granted is a perfect tense.
在这里是一个现在完成式
That what He has given to us is ours and remains ours.
那赐给我们这个动词在这里是一个完成式，比方说他已经给我们了，而且我们是可以把它保留住的。
So in the person of the Holy Spirit, all of God's provision to attain His purpose is present.
所以借着圣灵呢，所有我们所需要的，让神达到他目的的，都已经赐给我们了。
And notice, it pertains to life and godliness.
这里讲到说，所有关乎生命和前进的事，都赐给我们了。The
attaining of God's life in Christ in fullness.
叫我们能够得到他的丰满。
And godliness means that which represents a reverential fear that brings us into complete submission and abandonment to God.
在这边前进，它这个敬虔的意思，也就是让我们能够进入神他的丰满里面。So
godliness means God-likeness.
这个敬虔就是说，意思就是像神。This
comes through the true or the full knowledge of Him.
这怎么能得着这个敬虔呢？乃是我们得着一切关乎生命的完整的知识。
Who called us to His own glory and excellence.
他已经招我们进入他的荣耀和美德。
And so does it say called to or by?
Call us.
Called us.
Call us with His own glory and virtue.
Okay. So in the Chinese, it's called us with His own glory and virtue. Is that what it says
right.
in Chinese? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what it says in the original.
我告诉你们原文是怎么说的。
It can mean called us by or called us to.
在这里可以说用他荣耀和call us by
or with or by or called us to. It can be either way.
或者招我们进入他的荣耀和美德。在这里说用荣耀美德招我们，或者说招我们去他的荣耀和美德里。
It's just as legitimate to translate this that He by His power He has called us to His glory.
就是借着他的神能，他招我们到他的荣耀和美德里。
In the person of Jesus Christ, all of God's character is perfected as excellence or virtue. He has called us into or to this glory and virtue. For by these, God's glory and virtue, verse 4, by these, God's glory and virtue, referring, in other words, says, for by these he has granted us his precious and magnificent promises, by these referring back to his glory and virtue.
Oh, in Chinese, it's 因此 only.
因此, this refers back to glory and virtue. Okay.
因此这个词,
all right. So by this, that is God's glory and virtue, he has permanently granted us his precious and magnificent promises.
借着他的那个荣耀和美德呢，他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
And this granting of promises is a permanent grant.
这个赐给呢，也是永远的赐给。
That by these promises you might become a partaker of the divine nature.
借着这样的得着呢，我们能够与神的性情有份。
The word partaker is the word fellowship, koinonia, koinos.
对，有份就是说与他的性情发生交通的关系。
You see, First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
就在灵前第一章第九节。
We have been called into fellowship with God's Son, Jesus Christ.
我们被召进入与耶稣基督的交通。
The word partaker or fellowship means partaker, to participate in.
就是参与在这件事上有份。
To be a joint sharer in.
就与他共同享受他的性情。
So God wants us to become a sharer, a participator in the divine nature.
所以神的意思是叫我们这样的人与他的圣洁的性情发生 那个分享跟有份的关系,参与的关系。
The divine nature represents the perfected character of the Lord Jesus Christ as man.
而神的性情是什么呢?就是在主耶稣这个人身上已经被完成,被完全的那个性情。
And we can only become a partaker of this divine nature as we escape the corruption that is in the world by lust.
但是为了要我们真的与神的性情有份,我们要做一件事,就是要脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
And so we need to continually escape the world that is ruled by lust to be entering into the divine nature.
所以我们必须要做一件事,就是要很注意地脱离这个世上从情欲而来的败坏,让我们能够真的与他的性情有份。
In Christ, positionally, we have already escaped.
就着地位来说,当我们在基督里,我们就已经与世界的情欲无关了。
But practically, in our experience, we need to escape daily.
但在我们实际的操练上来说，我们必须操练每一天脱离这些情欲的搅扰。
And as we do, we become a partaker of the divine nature.
当我们这样学习的时候，我们就开始在神的性情上有份。
And for this reason, God's great purpose to which He has called us to.
就是为了这个缘故呢，神来呼召了我们。
Applying all diligence to be zealous. In your faith, supply moral excellence.
所以呢，这里说到正因这个缘故，你要分外的殷勤。
This moral excellence is the intrinsic eminence, the greatness of who Christ is in His nature as man.
因为我们要得着在耶稣基督这个人里面那个完美的性情。
We are to become partakers of the nature and character of the manhood of Jesus Christ.
我们要在他耶稣基督这个人这个人的人格上发生这个性情上发生有份。
And when I say manhood, I'm not excluding you precious ladies.
对不起,我讲到这个男人,耶稣这个男人的时候,我不是说在座的姊妹们与这件事无关。
I'm talking about Adam and generically as manhood, man and wife, manhood.
我先讲到说亚当,
man and woman, I'm sorry. Yeah, Adam is man and woman as one man.
就像我们讲到亚当的时候,事实上我们是讲到男人与女人都在亚当这个人里面。
So in the new creation,
就像在新的创造里面,
that includes men and women.
新造的人也是包括我们所谓的男人与女人在里面。
We become a partaker of this divine nature.
因为我们都在这个新造里面有份。
And so we're to be diligent to supply this excellence in our own life and walk.
所以我们要分外的殷勤。
And so he talks about growing in knowledge and self-control and perseverance and godliness.
在这里讲到许多的情形,比如说要有信心,要有德性,要有知识,要有敬虔。
And then brotherly love, and then it's crowned with agape love. Love that is sacrificial and brings all this character to fullness.
要有那个愿意为人牺牲的爱，这样就叫我们的性格达到完美。
So if these perfections and characteristics of Jesus are growing in us,
若是主耶稣他完美的性情在我们的里面渐渐长大。
Verse 8, growing and increasing.
在第八节就说你们若充充足足有这样。
Then we will not be unfruitful in the full knowledge of Jesus Christ.
那就会使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督的上面不至于闲懒不结果子。
Then I'm going to skip a verse. He says, therefore, brethren, verse 10.
我们跳到第十节。
Be all the more diligent to make certain about your calling and his choosing it.
说到弟兄们应当更加殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
This is a calling to take possession of God's inheritance in Christ.
这个恩召是什么呢？就是叫我们去与神在基督里所预备的产业有份。
In other words, as we apply Philippians 3, verse 7 through 17,
若是我们应用到在腓立比书三章里面所讲的
We're pressing for the mark of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们忘记背后努力面前为要得着神在耶稣基督里召我们所来得的奖赏
As we lay hold of and apprehend that for which Jesus Christ has laid hold of and apprehended us.
叫我们所能够得着神在耶稣基督里所以得着我们的
In this way, verse 11, a wide entrance will be supplied into the eternal kingdom of our Lord.
这样呢，我们就可以进入这里十一节所讲的光景，就是我们必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
In other words, if we cooperate with God,
所以我们若与神合作
，and allow Him to do whatever He needs to with us,
允许他在我们身上做任何他需要做的事
，so that Jesus Christ can be formed in us,
好让基督能够成形在我们的里面，像哥罗西书所说的。
Then as He comes to fullness in our life,
当他在我们里面成为丰满的时候
，through the constant work of the cross and our being conformed to His death.
借着不断施加的工作叫我们与他的死联合
We make our transition from Adam to Christ.
我们就进入那个蜕变的过程就是从末后起先的亚当进入基督
And thus we grow up into him with reference to all things.
然后我们在凡事上都借着他长进
Ephesians 4:15
那是在以弗所书四章十五节
And so the goal is to attain a perfect man, Ephesians 4:13.
所以我们的目的是要得着那个完全的人。
God's goal for the church is to attain the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以神对他的教会的盼望和目的就是要长成他基督完满的身量。
Ephesians 4:13.
那也是在以弗所书四章十三节。
As this is happening in his church,
当他的教会发生这样子的变化的时候
God's eternal counsel and will is being accomplished.
那神永远的旨意就在他教会身上完成了。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 9 through 11, this is God's summing up and reuniting all things in Christ.
在以弗所书一章九到十一节等于是总结到神在他教会和耶稣基督身上的心意是什么。
And so for us, the way up is down.
就我们来说我们的道路是什么是向下走的
As we decrease and die daily,
就是当我们每一天向自己死我们衰微我们减少
So the Lord's life and character can continue to increase in us
同时呢主耶稣基督的生命就可以在我们里面增长
We come into spiritual ascendancy in the measure in which we go down into deathWith Jesus Christ.
就属灵来说我们是上升但就着我们的肉身来说我们是与基督同死往下而行
You see, we are all born rooted in Adam.
你知道我们的生命的根基那个根源都在亚当的里面。
And we need to be rooted and grounded in Christ, as it says in Colossians 2.
但就像哥罗西书第二所说的，我们必须要在建立我们的根基在耶稣基督上。
So our roots in Adam are in the earth, and they make us earthly.
我们在亚当里那个原初的根基呢就叫我们像这个世界上的人
And so as God uproots us from Adam
所以神呢要将我们连根从那个亚当的根里拔出来
He turns our life upside down and now we have our roots in Christ in heaven
然后把我们倒过来将我们的根呢放到天上去
So our life is an upside down tree
所以我们的生命就好属灵的生命就好像一个倒过来悬挂的一个
So all of our fruit comes out from being rooted in Christ
所以我们所有的生命的果子能够显出来，都在乎我们这个我们的根是在天上，在基督里。
Well, as a grain of wheat falls in the ground, it dies.
那基督的生命呢，就是那一粒的麦子落在土里死了。
But as that life is released through death,
当他的生命借着死释放出来的时候，
then that life bears much fruit.
他就结出了许多的子粒。
And it's only his life that bears the fruit.
只有主耶稣的生命能够结出果子。
So if your world is turned upside down, cheer up.
所以如果你今天觉得你所有的环境好像乱七八糟、天翻地覆的话，那你应该高兴。
God is building for eternity.
因为神要在你的生命中成就永远的事。
He is building a city which will remain.
他正在建立一座那个永远的城。
He is the architect and builder of the heavenly city.
他是那个天上的城的创始成终者。
The materials that he is using are our lives.
他所用的物质是什么呢？建造的物质就是你我的生命。
And so his fire is consuming that which will not make it to that city.
所以他的火要来试炼我们，为要消灭一切那一天不能进入那个城的物质。
That fire is consuming that which is not.Gold and silver and precious stone.
要烧灭一切不属于金银宝石的材料。
The wood, hay, and stubble.
就是草木禾秸的材料。
And sometimes we fight and we scream and we complain.
很多时候我们挣扎，我们尖叫，我们抱怨。
Until we have come to a decision, many times a decision.
很多时候我们都要必须做到一个程度，要做一个决定。
Does God really know what He's doing with us?
我们的问题常常说，神真的知道他在做什么吗？
Does He need our advice and our counsel?
他要不要听我们一点的忠告或劝告呢？
We give Him lots of advice and counsel, don't we, about how He's managing our lives?
我们常常会给神很多建议，不是吗？告诉他怎么样来经营我们的生活。
Our sister Joy has been battling cancer.
就像我们的Joy 姊妹在这里，她也与癌症挣扎过。
Your name is Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that heals.
但你会跟神说，你是那位医治的神。
And when God doesn't heal, then what?
那如果神决定不医治，那要怎么办？
What is your purpose in my life, Lord?
那你就说
in this travail, in this suffering.
神啊，在这个患难里面，你的目的到底是什么？
You've already swallowed up death.
因为我知道你已经吞灭了死亡。
So cancer cannot be my Lord.
所以这个疾病，这个癌症不应该是我生命的主。
Cancer hasn't numbered my days.
Say what?
Cancer hasn't numbered my days, determined how long I'm going to live.
Has not. Okay. 癌症呢没有办法决定我要活多久。
So I don't know what you're going to do with me, but I have so many days on this earth.
但是呢我不知道你打算神啊你要怎么打算呢我还有多少天活在地上呢。
So I thank you that it is my choice to complete my course.
但是我感谢你我的目的就是要跑完我当跑的道路。
So I receive all your provision for me to finish my course.
所以这一路上到终点之前，我都从你来领受我所需要的预备。
If that means that you heal me, then that will be fine.
意思就是说，如果你医治我，很好。
And if not, I will finish my course.
如果你不打算医治我，没关系，让我跑完我一生的道路。
Because it is your will that I stand before you in full reward.
因为你愿意 你的旨意是将来有一天我站在你面前得到奖赏。
As found in 2 John, I believe, verse 6.
在约翰二书有这样的经节。
All right, so we have the goal of becoming a partaker of the divine nature.
所以我们现在有这个目标就是要与神他的圣洁性情有份。
This is Peter speaking.
你要想到这个书的作者是谁是彼得哎。
When he walked with the Lord on earth, do you think he was a partaker of the divine nature then?
你想他跟主在地上行走的时候他是不是与神的性情有份呢
This man is extremely pitiful.
这个人实在是蛮惨的。
I mean, he thinks he knows who he is.
因为他觉得他知道他是谁。
You've got the right man. I will be faithful to you, Lord, unto death.
他非常的自信说主耶稣啊你找对人了我会一路忠心至死到底。
You just don't know how faithful I am.
你就是不知道我向你有多忠心。
And so when God puts Peter to the test, he's the first to fail.
但是当神让试炼来到他生命的时候，他是第一个跌倒的。
Because Peter thinks he's just a wonderful believer.
因为他觉得他是一个很了不起的信徒。
He's Jesus' prized disciple.
他是主耶稣这个最得意的一个门徒。
And yet when he's arrested and in the high court of the priest,
当那个大祭司的人要将他逮捕的时候。
He denies the Lord three times.
他居然三次否认主。
He curses and swears that he doesn't even know the man.
他甚至发咒起誓说我不认得耶稣这个人。
And so whoever this Peter is, he has to go out.
所以无论这样，这个说，因此像彼得这样的人必须要离开。
And it actually says that after he denied the Lord three times, he wept bitterly, and it was night.
对，圣经告诉我们说，当他否认主之三次之后呢，他就出去痛哭。那个时候是晚上。
So Peter had to face his dark night of the soul.
所以那一天他必须要面对他生命里面黑暗的部分。
And then when Jesus raised from the dead, he had to appear specially to Peter.
所以当主耶稣从死里复活之后，他必须要特别来向彼得显现。
Otherwise, he would have been so full of despair and discouragement, he would have not been able to go on.
不然的话，彼得恐怕会太对自己太失望，没有办法继续往前。
But that was a mercy for Peter to begin to discover himself as the Lord already knew him.
事实上，神早就认识他是谁，但是呢，这是他认识神的怜悯的开头。
And so Peter denied the Lord.
彼得否认主。
The word deny is aparneomai. He utterly denied him.
他是慎重的极其认真的否认了主。
So when Peter stands up on the day of Pentecost,
所以当五旬节他站起来的时候,
he says, "You have denied the Holy One of God."
他说你们所拒绝的那个神的圣者,
being instruments of his very crucifixion.
你们是钉死他的那一位。
He uses a softened term, arneomai. It's a softer word.
他用了一个是比较轻微的形容词。
You see, he utterly denied the Lord.
因为他自己是非常严重的否认了主。
But standing up before all the Jews at Pentecost,
当他站在所有犹太人面前的时候,
he speaks, "You have denied him."
他用的那个 你们否认主或拒绝主是用一个比较轻微的形容词。
He doesn't use that strong term, utterly denied him.
他没有用一个很重的那个形容词。
Only I know what that means.
因为只有他自己知道是什么意思。
You do not know that yet.
你们不知道我所经历的那个否认主。
So he speaks to them in grace.
所以他对这帮人讲话的时候，他是带着恩典讲。
And then later on in Acts, I think it's verse 8 or so, Peter, people come into Peter's shadow, and they are healed.
但我们知道后来神迹奇事跟着使徒，所以当彼得在路上走的时候，他的阴影所照的地方。
So Peter still has a shadow of Peter.
所以你知道他是还有阴影的人。
And whatever light of God through the divine nature is able to pass through him,
所以当神的光经过他照射出来的时候,
people are healed and delivered.
连他的影子都可以叫人得到医治。
And it's just in Peter's shadow.
这些人只是在他的影子里面就得着了医治。
When you get to 2 Peter chapter 1 at the end of his life,
当你来到彼得后书第一章，这是他在生命快要结束的时候写的。
There's no more shadow.
你再也看不到彼得他的影子了。
Peter has become a partaker of the divine nature.
因为他已经在神的性情上完全有份了。
To such a measure that there's no more shadow of Peter.
到了一个地步，他不再有影子了。
He is now making known the presence and power of the Lord.
他让人知道神的同在和能力是什么。
So if you are a Pentecostal or a charismatic or whatever, and you want signs, wonders, and miracles,
不管你是属于什么的教派，也许你是灵恩教派，你喜欢看神迹奇事。
You can get that by stepping into Peter's shadow.
你可以看到各样的神迹奇事，若是你站在彼得他的影子里。
And that was all right because God was being glorified.
那没有关系，因为借着神迹奇事，神得着荣耀。
But there's a vast difference between stepping into Peter's shadow.
但是呢，这里是有很大分别的。如果我们在一面是站在他的影子里。
And being in the presence of Peter at the end of his life.
或者在彼得他末后的日子里，你在他的同在里面。
So now let's take a look at who Peter is at the end of his journey.
我们看看，当他来到他一生末了的时候，他是一个怎么样的人。
Verse 15, I will be diligent that at any time after my departure, you may be able to call these things to mind.
他说，我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
Now beginning with verse 16, we're going to see the background of who Jesus is as the morning star.
从16节开始，他就解释主耶稣为什么是那个明亮晨星的背景。
Verse 16, we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus.
他说我们、将主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言。
But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
乃是我们亲眼见过他的荣光，他的威荣。
Now, this verse needs to be unpacked.
这个句子需要、一一的来解析。
It is like flat letters on a page.
在这、在我们圣经里好像只是一个很平常的一句话。
As you separate out the words and there are deep shafts going into deep wells.
好像只是一个、单纯非常平面的一个描述，但事实上它有许多的内容。
We have two perspectives we need to consider in this verse.
在这一节里面我们要考虑两个方面。
We have the Peter at the end of his life making known the power and coming of our Lord Jesus.
一面彼得在他人生的旅程的末了的时候，让人要认识神他的大能。
It doesn't say he preached or spoke a message about the power and coming of Jesus.
他不是在这里宣扬或讲关于神的大能和神的同在。
He said, we apostles,
他乃是说我们这群使徒,
as partakers of the divine nature,
在神的性情上有份。
In this capacity, in,
在这个度量里,
at this level of spiritual growth and development in Christ,
我们在耶稣基督里面属灵的成长和身量,
we made known to you,
我们你们看到我们就可以看明白,
two different categories, we and you,
我们让你们明白这里是两个两个不同的两个不同的 group 的两群人，一个是我们，一个是你们。
This making known is that.Represents that the person of Peter is a vessel of the revelation of the coming glory of Christ.
因为借着彼得这个人，人可以看到将来要回来的主的荣光。
We made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以让你们明白将那神要回来的那个能力和荣光。
The power and coming is the parousia, the event that brings about his presence.
神的大耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事是会将神的同在带到我们当中。
So we could translate this, we made known to you the power and presence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们让你们明白他的同在和他的能力。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣基督他的见证。
John was on the Isle of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
约翰之所以会在拔摩海岛上，乃是为着耶稣基督的见证和神的话。
The testimony of Jesus equals making known his power and coming.
耶稣基督的见证就等于让他、他的同在和能力在他降临的时候。
So at this stage of Peter's life, he is in the testimony of making known the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因此彼得在他人生的这段时间，他有一个目的，就是要让人知道耶稣基督他降临的能力和同在。
Then he says, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
他说我们都亲眼见过他的威荣的。
When Peter was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus,
当在、主耶稣在变化山上变相的时候，彼得也与主耶稣同在。
He wasn't making known his power and coming.
但
he was not, Peter. He was,、
彼得那个时候并没有明白主耶稣降临时候的那个能力。
He's just an eyewitness.
他只是好像一个见证人，看见发生的事。
How much of the Church of Jesus Christ today is an eyewitness, just an eyewitness of who Jesus is based upon His Word?
就像我们今天很多教会，我们就好像是借着圣经，我们好像借做一个耶稣基督的见证人。
In other words, Peter, James, and John with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那天，彼得、约翰、雅各跟耶稣一起在那个变化山上。
They were eyewitnesses of his glory and majesty.
他们都亲眼看见他的荣耀和威荣。
When he was transfigured before their eyes,
当他在他们面前变了形象的时候，
he as man was a prophetic representation of his coming glory.
他所显出的那个人，乃是他将来他回来的时候将要出现的那个预表。
Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration was in.His body was not yet glorified.
因为那时候主耶稣的身体还没有得着荣耀。
This is a prophecy of the church at the end of this age.
只是好像一个预表，让人看到
Not that our bodies will necessarily be transformed to this nature. But Jesus in his church at the end will make known his power and coming. And all of history is narrowing down to a vortex.
整个人类历史好像都慢慢集中在一个重要的点上。
The visitation of God, 1 Peter 2:12.
就像比前2章12节所说的，神的眷顾，神的降临。
Must be compared to 1 Peter 4, verse 17.
也要跟比前
Yes.
4章17节来比较。
Which says judgment must begin at the household of God.
4章17节讲到说审判要从神的家起手。
And if it begins first with us, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear?
那若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
The word household is the same as family.
在这里所谓神的家就是神的家。
And God's people are members of His royal family.
神的百姓就是他这个神的家的一员。
And so as he brings this age to consummation,
当他将人类的世代至终要结束的时候,
he will bring his surviving remnant into this character.
他将剩下的余民改变进入他的这个特性。
But I must warn you, God is going to shake all that can be shaken.
但是我必须要警告诸位, 神要将一切能够震动的震动掉。
Everything that is not on the ground of Christ and representative Christ will be shaken in your life and mine.
所有不是出于基督的都要被震动掉。
So don't be deceived when you look out and see this present prosperity in America.
所以不要被美国现在繁荣的这个经济给欺骗了。
It will not last.
那一天绝对不能在神面前站立得住。
And God is going to begin with the church in the West.
而这样的审判要从他美国西边的教会开始。
And he's going to shake everything that can be shaken.
他要震动掉一切不能存留的。
In order that that which cannot be shaken.
所以那个能够存留的，那些不被震动的能够存留到永远。
That which cannot be shaken is the character and nature of the King, Jesus Christ.
什么是那个不能被震动呢? 就是所有根据耶稣基督这位万王之王他的性情所建造出来的。
And his kingdom, that cannot be shaken.
还有这位王他的国度是不能震动的。
And that reality embodies his power and coming.
那个实际就要在我们当中出现。
And so we need to recognize that as we move towards consummation,
当我们知道我们进入末后时代的时候,
all that which represents denominational separation and fighting and conflict,
所有在教会里各样的分裂,各种宗派的,
Oh, I'm a Baptist, or I'm a Methodist, or I'm a Pentecostal.
我是浸信会的,我是宣道会的,我是灵恩派的。
Yeah, I have this experience, or I have this revelation, and all that represents division.
Oh, 我有这个启示，我有这个经历，像这些我们永以为傲的，都要成为我们中间的分歧。
I would like to take just two sessions to give you examples from the scripture how that's all going to be gone.
我可以用两堂的信息来告诉你们，根据圣经来解释为什么这些分歧最终都要被消灭。
That all will remain are those who are making known His power and coming.
所有能够存留的都是那些让人可以认识神的大能的。
That reality is Jesus Christ coming to ascendancy in a people as the bright and morning star.
这怎么样能够实现呢? 就是当主耶稣从我们的心中升起，像那个明亮的晨星。
Verse 17, For when He, Jesus, received honor and glory,
当主耶稣基督得着他的荣耀。
And so a church conformed to the image of Christ will receive honor and glory.
当主耶稣从父神得着尊贵荣耀的时候,
because it's only Christ and His people that can receive honor and glory.
只有基督和他的百姓能够得着他的尊贵荣耀。
Anything in you and me that is not according to Christ will not receive honor and glory.
所有在你我里面不是出于耶稣基督的都不能够得着尊贵和荣耀。
So we can cooperate with God and allow Him to bring us into conformity with Jesus and His death.
所以我们可以选择允许神从我们的里面带出那个生命，叫我们在死的形状上与基督联合。
That we might progressively come more into unity and conformity with Him and His resurrection.
好叫我们逐渐的能够与他复活的形状联合, 并与他相遇。
He received glory and honor.
他从神得了尊贵荣耀。
And he, and the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
在那个电话声上, 父神发出声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
God can only be pleased with you and me to the degree that Jesus, as his, God's beloved Son, has been formed in us and manifest in us.
神喜爱我们的程度是限制于在我们里面有多少主耶稣基督的生命的成型。
So don't beat yourself up and ask the question, are you pleased with me today, Lord?
所以不要自我责备,自我击打,说神啊,你今天喜欢我有多少?
Or you're struggling, Lord, I want to please you.
或者挣扎说,神啊,我要讨你的欢喜。And
I just keep falling short. I want to please you, Lord, but look at how I keep failing.
但你会觉得说我们自己一直的失败,一直亏欠神。
Well, Jesus is the power of God.
但是主耶稣, 他是神的大能。
He is the wisdom of God.
他也是神的智慧。
He is the one as man who has already pleased God.
他站在人的地位上已经讨了神的喜悦。
So, Father, as I begin the day, I promise you I cannot please you.
所以说,父啊,我今天知道,从今天开始我宣告,我个人是不能讨你喜悦的。
So I stand into you, Lord Jesus.
但是呢,我要站在基督耶稣里面。By
faith, I stand into you and take you as the one who satisfies God.
借着信,主啊,我进入你的里面,因为我知道你已经得了神的喜悦,满足了神。
I ask you, Holy Spirit, to show me this day how to abide in Christ.
圣灵啊,我求你从今天开始教导我怎样住在基督里。Because
as I abide in Him, He abides in me.
因为圣经上说,当我住在他里面的时候,他也住在我里面。And
as this one abides in me, He pleases the Father.
那与他同住的呢,就能讨神的喜悦。This
is what it means to enter His rest.
这就叫什么,叫做进入主的安息。God
already is at rest in this man.
在这个主耶稣这个人身上,神已经进入了安息了。God's
work is complete in this man.
因为在这个耶稣这个人身上,神的工作已经做完了。And
so, two times, at the baptism and at the Mount of Transfiguration, God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son."
你知道,神说,我喜悦你这句话说了两次,一次是在变化山上,一次是在耶稣在约旦河里受浸的时候。At
his baptism, the Father said, This is who Jesus is from childhood up to the point of the beginning of his ministry.
他受浸的时候,乃是从他诞生,从婴孩时期,一直到他开始他的地上的侍奉。
So before he even began to preach or do anything, he was already pleasing to the Father.
你知道,他已经得着父神的喜悦,虽然他的执事都还没开始。
That was at the baptism of John.
那是当约翰,施洗约翰为他施浸的时候。So
he traverses that whole course, and now he's on the Mount of Transfiguration.
从那个点一直到他来到变化山上。Now
he is in a prophetic way, demonstrating the power and coming of God's kingdom.
他站在一个几乎已经被完成全完美的地步，在那里预表将来他要回来的时候父神的那个威荣。And
so Peter says, "And we ourselves we heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain."
所以彼得就说，我们同他在圣山的时候，我们亲自听见这个声音从天上出来。And
so he says, the conclusion is we have the prophetic word made more sure.
他说我们还有什么呢? 有先知更准确的预言。So
what is the prophetic word that he's referring to?
他在讲什么? 什么是先知更确的预言呢?
These are the Old Testament prophecies that speak of Jesus Christ coming in his glory and kingdom.
这个是所有在旧约里预表到主耶稣有一代他的降临。We saw him glory, Christ's millennial kingdom and all his glory。当有一天主耶稣再回来的时候，在地上建立他的国度和千禧年。
On that holy mountain, we saw a prophecy in this man, Jesus Christ, Son of Man.
那一天在变化山上，我们就已经预先看见了这个要发生的事。
Here was a man in an unglorified body making known the power and coming of God and his kingdom.
在这里有一个人,他的身体还没有得荣耀,但他却能够预言,预知到将来神要回来的荣耀。It's
the reality of this Christ that we made known to you, verse 16.
在16节里面讲的,就是因为这个在耶稣基督身上发生这位真实的事呢,我们今天可以让你们明白。What
I'm saying to you is Jesus Christ in his coming glory as the root and offspring of David.
当我现在所要解释的说，当耶稣基督在他荣耀里回来的时候，也讲到说他是那个大卫的苗裔。
The star of Jacob, the scepter of Jacob, Numbers 24:17.
他是那个雅各的杖。
That Jesus in this character has arisen in my heart as the morning star.
耶稣这位伟大的性格已经在我的心中如同晨星升起。
Peter is in possession of Jesus Christ as the bright and morning star.
所以呢，彼得就很清楚这件事，就是耶稣是那位明亮的晨星。
So I would normally like to take you back in the end of Matthew 16 and Matthew 17 and go through these verses with you.
通常我们会回到马太第十六、十七章来仔细研讨相关的经节。
And develop that from those scriptures.
啊，并且回到旧约里面。
But Peter got away with referring to that, so I will use his example here.
所以但是因为彼得是这样子解释呢，我就用他的解释。
But it's important for you to look at those passages in Matthew, the end of 16 and Matthew 17.
但对你们来说是很重要，你们有机会的话查考一下马太十六、十七章的内容。
Because this is the experience that Peter is talking about.
因为他彼得在这里所说的经验，就是在马太福音十六、十七章他有描述到的。
And so he says we have the prophetic word made more sure.
他说我们现在有先知更确的预言。
And since you do not know Jesus Christ in this character yet.
因为你们呢还不认识耶稣基督他的性情。
As I do, because I have made known to you his power and coming.
还没有像我这样明白，但是我要让你们知道。
God wants you, his people, to come into the good and reality of what I now possess.
神要他的百姓呢，现在能够拥有我里面的真知识。
So you need to pay very close attention to the prophetic word as a lamp shining in a dark place.
所以他说，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上当留意。
This dark place is.This world, in its lost condition in sin and iniquity.
这里所谓的暗处呢，就是指到这个失落的世代，陷在一切罪恶的黑暗里。
Peter is saying that this world that we live in is a dark, squalid, filthy, murky place.
他讲到说，我们所活的世代是一个黑暗、邪恶、污秽、混乱的时代。
We're to do this until.
一直要等到什么时候呢？
This is one of those statements that leaves God's purpose open-ended.
这里所用的句子呢，好像呢，把神的旨意带到一个没有清楚结束的状态。
Peter didn't fully understand all that this meant the day he spoke, the time he spoke this.
当彼得说这些话的时候，他其实个人不是完全明白他所说的话。
But the day dawning is.We know, looking back in history, is the emergence of Israel as a nation.
事实上，当我们今天回头看人类历史的时候，我们知道这所谓天发亮，乃是讲到以色列复活的这件事情，复活的事情。
If I have time, I take you to Malachi 4:6 and Ezekiel 36 and 37.
如果有时间，我就带你们看马拉基书跟以西结书。
You would see for yourself what this means.
你也会清楚的看到说，到底这天发亮是什么意思。
Isaiah 66:6 and 7.
以赛亚书里面也讲到
When Israel became a nation born in a day, the day dawned.
当以色列人他们复国的时候，那就是天发亮的时候。
In Malachi 4:6, when Jesus returns to deliver Israel, he'll come as the son of righteousness, the son of vindication with healing in his wings.
他说当主耶稣回来拯救他的百姓的时候，他好像日头出现，他的光线带着有医治的能力。
The nations of this world will not know healing until Israel is restored as a nation and receives that healing first.
万国不晓得医治的能力，一直到以色列人他们被复国的时候。
So if you're not premillennial, you cannot be in synchronized with God's full thought and purpose at the end.
What's premillennial?
That means you believe that Jesus is coming back to establish his kingdom for 1,000 years.
如果你不相信有千禧国的出现的话，你就不能明白这个经节。
That you don't just spiritualize that away.
你不能把它属灵化。
The day dawning is Israel back in the land.
在这里所谓的天发亮就是以色列复国的意思。
And I would love to take a couple of sessions to just establish you in that if you're not, and I do not know if you are or not.
如果你有兴趣的话呢，我可以跟你们经过两堂的时间来解释。
But that's only a preliminary for the next stage.
但这只是在为了下一步所预先设立的一个情况。
It's until the morning star arises in your hearts.
他直到晨星在你们心里出现的时候。
It's your hearts plural.
在这里你们心里是复数的。
So throughout history, only individuals have attained Morningstar status.
在历史上呢，我们个人在主面前得着那个晨星的出现。
The apostles attained it individually.
各个使徒他们从神领受了这个异象，晨星在他们的心里出现。
And many saints have attained this reality.
许多的圣徒都得着这个属灵的实际。
But there's never been a corporate testimony.
但是从来没有一个团体的见证是这样经历的。
And so Peter is saying, until the morning star singular arises in your hearts, plural.
在这里，他这个晨星是单数的，单数，但是你们是多数的，就讲了这一个单数的晨星要在你们众人的里面，团体的里面一起出现。
This has never happened yet.
这件事情从来没有发生过。
Unfulfilled expectancy.
这个是还没有实现的预言。
We live in the generation when this will be realized.
我们就活在那个这件事要实现的世代里。
And so we need to be prepared.
所以要预备我们自己。
We need to be ready for the coming of the Lord.
我们要为我们自预备主的再来。
But before he comes to take us to heaven.
但在他带我们到天上之前。
We must become a people who make known his power and coming from within who we are.
我们必须要先成为那个可以让人在我们身上认识他复临的那个能力和荣耀的人。
This is my prayer for all those that are in spiritual leadership and responsibility in China.
我的祷告是为所有在教会里，无论在这里或中国大陆负责的弟兄和领袖们。
I do not see anyone in spiritual leadership in this country that is even awakened to this message or is even hungry for it.
在这个国家里面，我还没有看到有任何属灵的领袖真的是盼望、渴慕认识这件事，或已经明白这件事。
So when I was in China last year, I stood up before those people and I said, I'm willing to give the rest of my life for God's work in China.
所以去年我在中国服事的时候，我说我愿意把我剩下的余生奉献在中国教会里面。
So I say again, I'm willing to give the rest of my life for God's work in China if the people in China are willing to stand into the good of this reality.
所以我再说一遍，若是中国的教会愿意在这件好事上有份的话，我愿意把我的余生投入其中。
And I believe God has servants hidden away in America that no one knows.
我也相信在这个土地上有神真实的仆人是隐藏的，我们并不认识的，是明白这件事的。
And when God shakes the West, and he will shake it.
当神震动这地，特别是西边的时候，
The people that you see on TV that are well known will be gone.
也许许多知名的布道家，你们在电视上看到的传道人可能都不见了。
And those like Elijah that have been hidden by the brook Kereth and over in Zarephath. Elijah was at the brook Kereth, and he was hidden, and then he went to Zarephath, but he was hidden from Ahab in the world.
对，就像那个先知以利亚，他在基利西畔隐藏的居住了多年。
So Elijah was hidden before he presented himself.
当他被在人面前显出来之前，他过了多年的隐藏的生活。
So God knows those who are being prepared.
神知道他在预备谁。
So there will be a testimony here too.
所以在美国，在西方世界里也会有这样的见证出现。
But don't expect it to be very great and big.
但是不要期望会有什么很伟大的那个显现。
Because when he shakes, it's going to really shake.
因为当神来震动的时候，他是真的震动。
Because our God and Father knows what is on the ground of Christ and what represents him in reality.
因为我们父神是很清楚在地上哪些是真的耶稣基督的见证和他的真实。
Okay. Jesus the morning star occurs in just two more passages, and so we'll look at those and we'll come to a close. Revelation chapter 2.
我们再看两处圣经，我们就结束今天早晨信息。讲到晨星的圣经。
Revelation chapter 1, we have the revelation of Jesus Christ in all the fullness of his glorified humanity as Son of Man.
在启示录第一章里面看到所有耶稣基督他的丰满生命的彰显。
It's Jesus in this reality that is the plumb line, the measure of God's standard in the midst of the churches.
主耶稣基督这个完满的人就是将来神用来测量他教会的准绳。
And so these churches as representative churches are being judged according to Christ.
因此在这里这些所有关乎各教会的情形的描述呢都是以耶稣基督做标准 来测量的。
And so as these churches are being evaluated, they need to be come into alignmentand to correspond to this Christ of Revelation 1.
当这些教会被测量或被评估的时候，他们必须要达到耶稣基督这个标准。
And so anything that's less than who he is in this character comes under scrutiny and judgment.
凡低于这个标准的都受到了神的责备。
And so we don't have the whole church coming into fullness in Revelation 2 and 3.
所以在启示录时代的时候所说的这些教会还不是说众教会来到达到合一的情形。
Only individual overcomers or remnant are coming into fullness.
而是单独的得胜者他们达到了丰满的境地。
But God is keeping track of all this from the beginning all the way to the end.
但是在神那里有完整的记录从起初到末了。
And so during this time in history, Jesus Christ arising as morning star in the hearts has been lost.
在这一段时间里面讲到耶稣基督如晨星在人心中出现这个见证已经 是失去的。
This promise is now only offered to the one who overcomes.
好像在这里这所有的应许都是给得胜者的。
So we'll look at Thyatira, which represents the apostasy of the church.That came to be fully expressed in the Middle Ages through the Roman Catholic.
在这里我们要看看推亚推拉的教会。
In other words, the whole Roman Catholic system was the Babylonian religion covered with a Christian garb and veneer.
因为这个推亚推拉的地方呢是充满了天主教的那个情形，就好像呢用基督教里面是那个巴比伦拜偶像的性质，但是外面是用基督教的那个名义罩着的。
It was the Roman Catholic Church that killed more Christians than any other institution from the 3rd century all the way up to the 17th century.
从第三到十七世纪之间，天主教他们所迫害谋杀的基督徒远远胜过其他任何的组织所杀。
This is not religious bias. This is history.
我不是一个偏见，我在这讲的是一个历史上的事实。
And so this Thyatira, this world system in the church coming together.
推亚推拉的教会与世界妥协，让世界进入他的里面。
It's an idolatrous, adulterous system.
它里面有一个拜偶像的系统。
And so there is a warning of judgment.
在这里，神呢向他们发出警告和审判。
That judgment has not come to finality yet.
那这个审判还没有来到最末了的情况。
Because verse 23 says, when that judgment is complete, all the churches are going to know that I search the hearts and the minds.
因为在这里讲到说，到时候要叫众教会知道我是那查看人肺腑心肠的。
In other words, Jesus, I'm going to kill her children with death. This Jezebel system.
我要杀死他的党类，就是那个拜偶像的那个党类。
This harlot of Babylon.
就带着那个巴比伦拜偶像的那个心肠的教会。
But if you have moved out of this harlot system of Babylon,
当你从这个系统里出来的时候，是巴比伦这个。
In other words, I say, verse 24, I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira.
他说，那你们这些剩下的人，其余的人。
The rest means a remnant.
这些所谓其余的人，就是我们所谓的余民。
Who do not hold this teaching and have not known the deep things of Satan.
这些人怎么样呢？就是一切不从那教训，不晓得他们素常所说。
I place no other burden on you.
撒旦深奥之里的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上。
What you have, hold fast.Until I come.
你们已经有的呢，总要持守，只等到我来。
He who overcomes and keeps my deeds until the end.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的。
Then Jesus takes Psalm 2. He quotes from Psalm 2.
主耶稣在这里引用了诗篇第二篇说的话。
And in Psalm 2, God the Father promises Jesus as Messiah world dominion.
神在那里向着主耶稣应许说，他要得着万国。
He says, the God the Father says to Jesus, "You are the rightful ruler and king of this world."
他说你是这个地的国的君王，你要统治全地。
And in Psalm 2, it's God the Father saying, "I will give to you Jesus authority over the nations."
在诗篇二篇也讲到说，父神对主耶稣说，我要给你铁杖辖管列国。
Now in this verse, Jesus speaking.He takes the Father's promise to him and he says, I'll give it to you.
在这里呢，当主耶稣对众教会讲话的时候，他说，我要把父所应许给我的那个权柄，我要赐给你们。
Who I am is King of Kings, I want to share with you this dominion and this royalty of who I am.
我就是万王之王，然后我要把我的王权与你一起分享。
But it's offered to you who overcome.
但是呢，这个享受的权利是给那些得胜的。
Kingship is union with Christ in royal dominion.
什么叫做执掌王权呢？乃是在那个君王的那个境界里与耶稣同享。
And If we suffer with him, we will reign with him.
我们若与他同受苦，我们就要与他同掌王权。
Romans 8:17.
这是罗马书第八章里面。
If we endure with him, we shall be glorified with him.
我们若是与他同忍耐，我们就与他同得荣耀。
Actually, it's Romans 8:17. If we suffer with him, we'll be glorified with him.
罗马书八章十七节所讲的。
In 2 Timothy 2:10, if we endure with him, we shall reign as kings with him.
提后也讲到说，我们若是与他忍耐劳苦，我们就要与他一同。
So how important is it for us to share and accept his sufferings and to endure with him?
所以对我们来说是很重要的，要在他的患难痛苦上一起有份，才能够在他的荣耀和统治上一起有份。
Because he shall rule, verse 27.
因为二十七节讲得很清楚，他将要治理全地。
As I have over, have I received authority of the Father, so I transfer this to you.
他说就像我从我父所领受的一样我今天把它赐给你们。
In other words, you will participate in who I am as the morning star.
所以呢我们要在主耶稣他是明亮的晨星这件事上有份。
I will give to you all that I am in this nature as the morning star.
所以呢主耶稣要在把所有他是明亮晨星的这件事上的真实呢分享给我们。
It is the highest prize and the highest attainment that he can give.
这是神能够给我们的最大的奖赏。
This is what it means to be fully conformed to the image of God's Son.
这也就是什么叫做在他的神儿子的形象上与他完全相似。
This is what it means for Christ to be fully formed in us as his people, to God's satisfaction.
这也叫做什么？叫耶稣基督在我们里面完全成形，叫父的心得多满足。
So he who has an ear has spiritual capacity to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
对，有耳可听的，就是有那个属灵的度量或渴慕的，让他听。
In the Gospels, Jesus says, "He who has ears, let him hear."
圣经里啊，在福音书里，主耶稣也说，那有耳可听的，让他听。
But now it's just an ear, one ear, just one ear.
圣经上用的是单数，就是一个耳朵。
Everything's narrowed down to a very specific and concentrated focus.
所以你看，圣经到最后，所有事情都集中在非常清楚的描述里。
These are some of the prophetic aspects of Revelation 2 and 3 that have not yet been fulfilled.
我刚才所分享的是在启示录二三章里面还没有应许的预言，还没有完成的预言。
Sorry.I'm rushing to conclusion because I probably have food ready, so I'm going to get.
我想中饭已经快要准备好了，我要赶快把这个信息结束。
Jesus's final reference of himself to the churches.
在主耶稣最后一次向众教会提到他自己的时候。
Revelation 22.
是在启示录二十二章的里面。
Verses 16 and 17.
十六十七节这里。
Revelation 22 and verse 16.
二十二章十六十七节
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明
To the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star.
我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。
I am the root, that is, I am the source, or I am the God of David.
我是大卫的根，这个根呢，就讲到我是大卫的神，或者说我是一切的根源。
And David throughout scriptures is a type or prophecy of the coming future king to rule this world, Jesus Christ.
而大卫这个人呢，在圣经里他就预表那个将来要统治全地的这个君王，就是主耶稣基督。
In other words, I, God, am the true king.
这里讲的说，我就是神，是真的王。
David was a king, and I am the source of him as king.
大卫是预表王的，我是他的根。
As the root of David, I am the God of David.
所以呢，我也是大卫的神。
He came to the throne because he had a heart after my heart.
我让他坐在王的宝座上，因为他是一个寻求神心意的人。
He is a king because he desired a place for me more than he desired a place for himself.
为什么他做王呢？因为他切慕为我寻找一个居住的所在，胜过他为自己寻找。
Psalm 132，
在诗篇一百三十二篇里。
He was a king because he had zeal for my house, and he suffered to see my house built.
为什么我让他做王呢？因为他热爱神的家，而且愿为神的家受苦。
Psalm 69.
这是诗篇 69篇里面所说的。
And so I am the root of David, but I'm also the offspring.
他说我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。
I'm not only the God of David, but I am the human offspring. I am man as well.
就说我不仅是他的神，我也是一个人，我是他的后裔。
And as man, I am now the king.
但是站在人的位置上，我成为那个君王。
I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star.
我也是那个明亮的晨星。
Now, in this character of morning star, I want you to know something, church.
教会啊，我要你知道有关于这个晨星它的特点。
When you see me as the morning star, you're going to fall in love with me as your bridegroom.
如果看见我是你的晨星的话，就表示你会爱上我，好像我是你的新郎。
So between verses 16 and 17, insert Song of Solomon.
在16、17这两节里面讲到的是那雅歌书所说的。
And so when the church comes into the bridal affections for Jesus as the morning star,
当整个教会好像那个心腹进入那个心腹的爱情，那这时候主耶稣基督就是那个明亮的晨星。
And they will begin to correspond to Jesus as the bridegroom.
他们就会开始要跟耶稣他们的新郎来登配。
And the church returns to Jesus as first love.
教会会回到一个光景，就是以基督为他们起初的爱。
Then in that remnant, we will have this fulfilled.
在那个情况里面的时候，有一件事要成就。
The Spirit in union with this bride.
就是圣灵要跟这个心腹来联合。
Will then say, "Come."
来，他会说来。
And he will come.
啊，他就会来。
And the one who hears say, "Come."
听见的人也该说来。
And let the one who is thirsty come.
口渴的人也当来。
And let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost.
愿意的都可以白白的取生命的水喝。
The church in union with the bridegroom.
当教会与他们的新郎联合的时候。
The fountain of living water.
那个生命的活泉。
Will be the vessel out from which will flow.
会从我们的腹中向外涌流。
The waters of life.
成为那个生命的河。
To Israel and the nations.
向着列国以及以色列供应一切的需要。
And in the eternal state forever.
这是成为在永远里的一个光景。
Jesus said, "Out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water."
因为主耶稣曾说，要从你的腹中要流出活水的江河。
And so this is the direction that God is taking His church.
这就是神带着他的教会所走的方向。
So that's just a nutshell. Without going into the many passages that I would have liked to have taken you.
今天我们只是重点上的提到，并没有详细进入每一节去查考。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
So Father, we are so grateful that you have great and high thoughts for us.
主啊，为着你向着我们高大的意念，我们感谢你。
That is in your heart to crown us with glory and honor.
因为这是你心里想要做的，就是要让我们得着荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
We thank you that Jesus Christ, as Son of Man, has now been crowned with glory and honor.
我们感谢你，耶稣基督，人子已经得着荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And He is so wonderfully worthy to be crowned with glory and honor.
他是这么的奇妙，他实在配得一切的荣耀尊贵。
So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to this earth.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你来到地上。
To learn obedience through suffering.
学会了顺服，学会了受苦。
And as man, to do the will of God for all mankind.
站在人的地位上，为着全人类来顺服神。
To suffer and die for our sins.
为我们的罪受苦以至于死。
And then on that cross, take the entire human race into death with yourself.
在你的十架上，你将整个人类带入你的死。
And now is the last Adam and the second man.
现在你成了那个末后的亚当，第二个人。
As head of the new creation.
成为一切新造的元首。
You bid us to come up higher.
你要我们到更高之处。
To come into who you are.
能够明白你是谁。
And all your fullness.
还有你一切的丰满。
So we pray you would bless these people and all those who hear this message.
主啊，我们求你祝福今天在座的每一位，还有所有听见这信息的人。
Grant your people a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
In the full knowledge of who you are, Lord.
好叫我们真的完全知道你。
enlighten the eyes of our heart.
照亮我们心中的眼睛。
So we might know the hope of your calling.
所以我们知道你的恩召有何等的指望。
And the, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in your saints?
并且你在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
what is the exceeding greatness of your power that operates towards us who believe
并且你向信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大
that power that was made effective when you raised Jesus Christ from the dead
也对用这个能力你叫耶稣从死里复活
when you raised him
当你叫他复活的时候
and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places
也让他在你右在天上坐在你的右边
Far above all rule, authority, and power and dominion.
远超过一切执政掌权的。
Every name that is named.
超过一切有名的主治的。
Not only in this age, but the age to come.
超过一切今世的来世的。
We thank you, Father, that you have put all things in subjection under his feet.
我们感谢主，你叫万有伏在他的脚下。
And now you desire to bring us into full subjection to him.
你也叫我们带你也要带我们进入那个完全的顺服。
So that when Christ is all and in all,
当基督成为一切
you, the God of peace, might crush Satan under our feet.
又充满在一切里面的时候，你就会叫仇敌粉碎在你的脚下。
We thank you, Father, that you have given Jesus as supreme head over the entire universe to the church.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你叫基督为教会做万有之首。
We thank you, Father, that it is your purpose that the church to be his body.
谢谢神，这是你的旨意，要叫教会成为基督的身体。
The fullness of him.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
Who fills all in all.
Amen.
Amen.